This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. The videotaped executions of two American journalists, James Foley and Stephen Sotloff, by Islamist militants in Syria has once again brought into sharp relief the risks of reporting in conflict zones. Joining us now is Michael Camber. He was a photojournalist for 25 years, covering conflicts in Afghanistan, Somalia, and Iraq, among others. He's the founder of the Bronx Documentary Center and on the board of directors for Reporters Instructed in Saving Colleagues, or RISC, which teaches journalists how to provide emergency medical care in the field. Welcome to WNYC.
Thanks for having me.
You and fellow journalist Sebastian Younger were inspired to start RISC after the death of your friend and photojournalist Tim Hetherington. And James Foley received training at RISC back in 2012. What was your reaction to the deaths of Foley and Stephen Sotloff?
Just a sense of horror, stunned. You know, James had been up here to the Bronx Documentary Center many times, and I'd helped him a little bit with a fundraiser. Another journalist who'd been killed in Libya in 2011, Anton Hamrill. James Foley was one of the key people in putting together a fundraiser and raising over $100,000 for this journalist's children. So, you know, I'd sort of seen him in action and seen how much of a community-minded person he was and how he was looking to help others.
In the wake of their executions, what are you hearing from colleagues in the field or those preparing to go into the field? Are they changing what they do, making different plans, altering their strategies?
It's not just since the execution, but what I've been hearing for the past really 6 months is that, you know, there are certain areas that are just no-go zones. I remember a good friend of mine, a really hardened war photographer, came back from Syria, and he just said, you know, that's it. He said, if you go to Syria, you will be kidnapped at this point. And this was after James had already been kidnapped. When I started out, we roamed all over the globe, and we were sometimes, you know, caught in the crossfire. But today, there are people out there looking for you if you're a journalist.
How do areas become no-go zones? Who determines that?
I think what we do is we look at the kidnapping risk, and I mean, I used to work across the Maghreb and throughout West and Central Africa, and, you know, these are places where we had never heard of a kidnapping in 2002, 2003, and now it's routine. So you have to think long and hard about whether or not you're going to go there, and you've got to think about, you know, the team that you have in place. Especially working as a freelancer, a lot of us would just get a plane ticket and go somewhere and start working. We didn't have money for security teams and security trainings and, you know, hardened cars and things like that. So we just went out and took our chances. But as a freelancer today, I think it's so much more dangerous because you don't have the big security apparatus behind you that, you know, somebody from CNN or Fox News would have. And James was a freelancer.
What would you say to a young person who wants to capture stories in hostile environments? What advice would you give to them? And how has that advice changed from even 10 years ago?
I tell people to always work in teams, to work with more experienced journalists whenever they can, especially young journalists who may not be aware of the risks. And then I always advise people to check in with CPJ, the Committee to Protect Journalists, which actually has really excellent resources around the world and can generally let them know what the risks are. They have reports on certain areas. CPJ is not, they're not going to come in and rescue you, but what they will do is let you know exactly what you're up against.
RISC teaches journalists how to provide emergency medical care in the field. Why is that important?
Sebastian Younger started RISC after Tim Hetherington was killed in Libya. And what happened with Tim is that he was surrounded by journalists. They didn't have medical training. They didn't have medical care. And Tim slowly bled to death. So, you know, this is the type of thing I've seen again and again over the years. You're working on the front lines, and you've got to be able to at least keep somebody alive long enough to get them to the hospital or get them to a medic station. We can't prevent all the deaths of journalists. We can't go out on the front lines and make everything safe, but we can give journalists one more opportunity and, you know, a little bit higher percentage of surviving in these areas.
Michael Camber is a former war photographer and journalist. He's now the head of the Bronx Documentary Center, and he's on the board of directors for Reporters Instructed in Saving Colleagues. The organizations are holding a fundraiser this Saturday in honor of James Foley. Thank you so much for joining me, Michael.
Thanks for having me.
This is WNYC.